going to give it my best. Like, I'm going to do it, I'm going to give it my best. And the standard's so high, like, the top guys are so fast, so I need to be training at least as much as them to try to catch them. I'm never going to get there if I'm not training hard. I just think about that every day. Like, I mean, training session's important, and if I miss one, it might be that one that's cost me a place in Rio or something like that. I'm Patrick Monaghan. I'm a T53 classification wheelchair racer. I race distances from 400 metres up to Martin. I had a road traffic accident back in 2007, and I was always into sports, but I could never find a sport that I really like or enjoy. Like, I didn't just want to take up a sport for the sake of taking up a sport. And it was the first sport that I came across that I really had an interest in. I suppose I was fascinated how fast we could go. This season was my first full season with a coach. I probably started maybe at the end of 2013. It was the Paralympics. I just seen wheelchair racing and I was like, I want to try that. So it was just a matter of getting a chair and getting started. I have a British coach, Ian Murphy, and I'm lucky to have him because there's no one in Ireland that can give me the experience and the knowledge that he has. I train twice a day. So it's usually here in Santry twice a week. Phoenix Park for my endurance. If the weather's too bad, you've rollers, it's like an indoor treadmill. Mandela Park as well, there's a good variety there. Like. I train alone the whole time, so it's pretty lonely. It is tough, like, I suppose, because it's easier to train in groups. I've been over to train with the Americans, and it's just so much easier to motivate yourself when there's 20 people to train with every day. Like, so. Short-term is obviously I want to make Rio. The likes of Ian has put faith in me. Like, I owe it to him and to other people, like, just get on with it.